Hey, listen. Now listen, it's true. Don't come up here and sin hanging on your life. You better confess it out there to God. But if you confess your sins, come ahead. How many out there doesn't have a prayer card and you want Jesus to heal you? Raise your hand. How many would believe if Jesus Christ would do, how many believe this watching going to ask these ministers behind him? Brethren, is it true, as ministers of the gospel, we believe that the Bible, the New Testament, the book of Hebrews says that he is a high priest, right now, a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. Is that right, brother? How many out there know that the Bible says that? A high priest. Well, if he's a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities, now, if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, then how did he act when somebody touched him with the feeling of their infirmities? The little woman with the blood issue who touched him because she had a need to be touched. He turned and looked around until he found her, called her. Is that right? Is that right, brother? Now, if he's the same high priest, he'll have to act in the same way because he is the high priest. Is that right? Well, you'll have to act the same way. Now, you don't need prayer cards. No, you don't need a prayer card. The only thing that you need is to have faith in God. You have faith. Just believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ heals the sick and the wicked, and he certainly will do it. Now, let's bow our heads just a moment for prayer. Now, again, before anything is said or done, now, I do not say that he will do it. I'm trusting that he will. But I believe and I'm trusting that he will do it. Now, if he will do it, how many of you will believe? Raise up your hand.
Hallelujah.
May he grant it, is my prayer. Heavenly Father, now, I have said what your word says. Forsaking all, follow you. Those who forsook all got to see you. And no matter what you would do, those who will not forsake sin and follow will never be able to understand. Those who do forsake sin, unbelief, we know that sin is unbelief. No matter how holy we live, what all we do, if we still disbelieve, we are sinners. The Bible says, he that believeth not is condemned already. So we know that we must believe every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That should be our daily bread. And I pray, Father, that as I have quoted from the Scriptures tonight, your promises for these last days and what we would look for in these last days, if that has been right, Lord, then confirm these words with signs following. Granted, I commit myself to you and the Word and the people. I pray, Father, that you'll circumcise hearts out there to believe with all their heart, and especially these that sort of be in the prayer line. And then let the people see that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, is with us tonight. He's in the church, the elect church, the called out Abraham's seed by the royal promise. Granted in Jesus' name, amen. Now let me just look a moment. Now we're just going to take our time for just a few minutes, just very few, about 10 minutes. Do you love him?
Yes.
Do you believe him?
Yes.
Do you believe these things that I've read you out of the Word tonight is the truth?
Yes.
Do you believe Jesus did that when he was on earth?
Yes.
Do you believe he promised it?
Yes.
Do you believe we're in the last days?
Yes.
Now that's his promise. He must live. If he abides in me, my word abide in you, then ask what you will. It'll be done for you. Now, your motive and objective has to be right. You have to believe that with all your heart. Now, I don't believe that there's a person in the prayer line that I know. We're strangers. I'm a stranger. Out there, stranger. All of you that know that I know nothing about you, you that's in this little bitty prayer line, you raise up your hand. Know that I know nothing about you. Right? All out there that knows that I don't know you or know nothing about you, raise up your hand. Just stick. And it's a hidden affair. Here's one with prayer cards, there's one without prayer. The prayer card is nothing but a little card with a number on it. just give you a number. The boy comes down and shuffles them up, and anybody with a prayer card can have it. And he don't know. Nobody else knows. Well, he wouldn't know if the cards all shuffled up from one place to another. They never know who's going to be in the prayer line because we can't tell them. A lot of times we take them down there. When I first started out, we had a man down there selling prayer cards. Somebody said, I'll give you $500 to put my wife in the line. See? I took my own son. Then I said, son, to clear yourself to the people so they know that you wouldn't sell a prayer card. Get up before them, mix the prayer cards up like this, and then give them out to anybody that wants to. And besides that, son, you'll never know where I'm going to call from till I get down there. How many have seen that in the meeting, time after time? Just every time I change and go here and there. And then besides that, where one is healed on the platform, there's a dozen called out there. That's right, without prayer cards. So it's infallibly the Lord Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Will you forsake all to follow Him? Are you willing to forsake your unbelief to follow Him for healing? Take your worldly things to follow Him in holiness and move for Him? Do that now. I don't say that He will do it. If He does, then you'll know. This woman standing right here. This is a picture, again, as I said last night, of St. John 4. Here's a man and a woman meet for the first time in life. And if that a little bishop is ever over there in Samaria, outside of Sychar there, there's a little well, there's a little tamarindic vines over the side of it like that. That's where the woman sat, talked to Jesus. A man and woman met for the first time. And he told that woman what her trouble was. Her trouble was she was sinful. It might be her. She might be a sinner. She might be a hypocrite. She might be a saint. She might want healing for her body. She might want healing for somebody else. She might have finances. See, I don't know what she's here for. I just can't tell you. She's just standing there, a woman. That's all. That's the truth. We never met. But if the Lord Jesus will come here, now to heal her, if she's sick, I can't do it. I can't do what God's already done. Now, the only thing, what if Jesus is standing here with this suit on? If she come up to Jesus and said, Jesus, will you heal me? Well, you say, my child, I've already done that. I was wounded for your transgressions. By my stripes you were healed. Is that right? It's a finished work. You come up and say, Jesus, will you save me? Will you save me? That's not the question. He's already done it. Lord Jesus, I accept your atonement. You were saved back there. You were healed back there. You just accept it. By faith are you saved. By faith you accept your salvation. And anybody comes down and tells you they got healing power and they can heal you, you stay plumb clear of that. Because it's not healing power, it's in Christ. Already finished work. If a man tells you God has given him power to forgive your sins and to do that, don't you believe it? They're already forgiven. Jesus standing here tonight, the only thing that would declare that he was the Son of God. What if now my hands are full of nail scars and blood running out of them and thorns across your... That still wouldn't make it Jesus. That would be my flesh. And we know that flesh is sitting on the right hand of God. And when it comes, time will be no more. That's right. When Jesus descends, that's all of it. But he's here in the spirit form. And then his life is in you and I. To give you faith and give me faith. Now, look here. This microphone, if there was a live voice here to speak into it, it would be a perfect use. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, listen close so you won't miss it now. This case, if God will do it, will settle it. Now, this microphone can no more speak than nothing because it ain't got nothing to speak with.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, the only way that microphone can speak is for something to speak into it. Now, here I am. I don't know that woman. Never seen her. That's my hands before God. She raised her hands. We didn't know one another. I know nothing about her. But until something comes in here to speak what's wrong there, I'm a mute too. Because I don't know nothing. God knows that's right. See? It's got to be something to the speaking. Now, you can take your choice. If you, like Philip, he said, or Nathaniel said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thou art the King of Israel. See? Or you can be them saying, it was Beelzebub. You see where they're at tonight? Wonder where Nathaniel is tonight. Immortal. See? Take your choice. That's up to you. See? But now, I'm saying that, waiting to see if he will give me the anointing. If he doesn't give the anointing, then there's only one thing I can do, friends, is to apologize that he hasn't met me tonight, and then we'll just lay hands on these sick people and pray for them, and ask the benediction, make the altar call, and go home. That's all we can do. That's all I know to do. But if he does come, then I think each one of you, raise your hand if you wanted to see Christ. I think it's your duty. It's as soon as this is over to come right down here and kneel down and say, Lord Jesus, I now surrender myself to you. Because if I'm a liar, he'll never vindicate a liar. You'll have nothing to do with Satan, God. But if I've told you the truth, then he's duty bound by his word to prove that it's the truth. God grant it. I just be reverent. See, everywhere in the audience, just be reverent. I might have to talk to you just a minute, lady. Just something other. I do not feel the anointing of the woman. I don't know him, so that's it. Now, only thing I want you to do, if I ask you anything, is say yes or no. Now, the reason I'm doing this, let's just take something so that we don't ever want to leave the Scripture. Stay right in the Scripture. Then we know we're right. Now, for instance, Jesus, he was down in another country, and he was on his road to Jericho, which is right straight down the mountain. But he had need go by Samaria, up this way. Now, the Father had sent him up there. Jesus said in the next chapter, the fifth chapter, when he healed a man that had some kind of trouble, thousands of people were in there, multitudes of lame, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. And Jesus came by, and he saw a man that had a retarded disease, maybe TB or prostate trouble or something. And he made him whole because he knew he was there, he knew he was that way. Went on and left the rest of the multitude there. Went on away. We know that's the truth. Is that right? They found, the Jews found him and questioned him. They questioned him again tonight. Why did if he's got compassion and loves everybody, why did he leave that whole multitude of lame, blind, halt, withered laying there? Just heal one man, he wasn't very sick. Wasn't going to heal him. He had 38 years. He's retarded. He could walk. Said, when I'm going down to the pool, somebody beats me there. See? Somebody steps in ahead of him. But he made that one man whole. And when he was questioned, here's his word, St. John 5:19. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself. But what he sees the Father doing, that does the Son likewise. So when he went up to Samaria, the Lord led him up there. Now the Lord led me, his servant, to feed him. He led me over here tonight. Now here I am making his claim. Now, when Jesus went up to Samaria, the first thing he found was a woman come before him. He talked to her till he found her condition. When he told her, quickly she recognized it to be either a prophet or the promised Messiah. He said he was the Messiah. So we know the prophets were in the days gone by. Today is Christ. God in sundry time and divers manner spake to the Father by the prophet in this last day to his Son, Christ Jesus, which is the Holy Spirit in him. Now he's here. You recognize that? I want to ask you, as one Christian to another, just as soon as I looked over there, you could tell something happened. A real sweet, humble spirit. Is that right? Raise up your hand. So the people will see. Now, right now, look at this woman. If you can see her, see there? An amber light is moving around the woman. Now, she moves from me. No, it's to somebody else. It's another woman. It's you're praying for a woman, somebody else. It's your mother-in-law. And she's got a kidney condition. And she's only got one kidney. And you're afraid that it's cancer. And that's why you're here to ask me to pray for her. That thus saith the Lord. You believe?
Yes.
Go believe with all your heart. And they won't have to move it. Won't that? Take that little thing you got in your hand. Place on. You believe with all your heart? How do you do? We are strangers also to one another. Our first time meeting. And if God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, has sent his Spirit, Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be in their midst. That's his promise, isn't it? Now, he cannot go back on his promise. The only thing that we're so dull in faith that we fail seeing. That's the reason God sends prophets to the earth. See, people won't read their Bible. And they don't, they just go, so God always sends them a sign. And usually a prophet is a sign. And today the Holy Ghost is our sign. Because he's God's prophet moving through us. He is God's prophet, a sign of the last days. Now, not knowing you and knowing nothing of you, but if the Lord Jesus Christ, which I just said out of the Bible, would speak through me and tell me what you're standing there for, would it make you believe? Would it make the audience believe? The Father is with you. I know. You're suffering with a nervous condition. That is right. If that's right, raise it for me. Now, somebody out there thought that I guessed that. So you can't hide it now, brother. Coming in here and saying, I got that. Don't you believe that? But you never believe that. That's sin. That's unbelief. God will condemn you for it. You'll answer the day of judgment. I should call that. But usually get in trouble. I don't know why he told you. Just a moment. Yeah, there it is, the shadow, nervousness. Weakness, get weak by it, all upset. Had it for a long time. You got some more trouble, too. You got somebody you're praying for. Your husband in the hospital with a stomach trouble. He had an operation. This is good, you go home. Believe with all your heart and put that on you. Here's your question. Does he know you? I see that. Don't you realize that the same Jesus that walked in Galilee is that same Jesus here tonight? Can't you realize that? Now, I don't know nothing about. I think that was a woman who prayed for just there. Is that right? Any of you people ever know that woman? Anybody knows that woman? Raise up your hand. Was those things correct? Wave your hands if it is. Come. Speak English? I'm sorry. Indian? I have a respect for you. A real American. I don't think. He's just as one man. I can't make a decision. I can only make my one decision. I do think that you don't get the right deal. No, I don't. I think instead of spending millions and billions of dollars overseas, they should take care of you people. Right. Exactly right. My heart always went for you. I was up on the reservation of St. Carlos not long ago. How the Holy Ghost moved in there and healed them poor people. I'm a stranger to you, sir. I don't know you. I've never seen you in my life. We're total strangers. That's right. We're two nationalities. I'm an Anglo-Saxon, you're an Indian. I have a little of blood in me from my mother. My grandmother was a Cherokee. I'm a proud of it. But as my brother, I'd do nothing to harm you. I would only help you. The Indian tribe used to be, if they had one among them that could predict and show where the game was, he'd become a prophet among them. And they were, but if he predicted something that wasn't right, he had to die for it. He should have. Right. They had no slip-ups with them. If God is God, the nation might have given you a bad deal, but God will never give you one. He sent his son for you. I've just seen what's happened. You've just come from the hospital. You come here to be prayed for. You got a stomach trouble and up for an operation. That's thus saith the Lord. Come here. Heavenly Father, I condemn this stomach trouble. Satan, you've hid from the doctor, but you'll never hide from God. Come out of him in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't worry about it. You believe?
Yeah.
How do you do? This little lady sitting right here praying, just behind this young woman sitting in front with a bladder trouble. You believe the Lord Jesus is going to heal you, lady? Tell me who she touched. She's 20 feet from me. She touched the high priest. That's right. That can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. Did you believe that?
Yes.
You believe, lady?
Yes.
You believe God can tell me what your trouble is?
Yes, I do.
It isn't you that's got trouble, it's your sister.
Yes, right.
She's got cancer.
Yes.
That's right. Don't believe, don't doubt. Take the handkerchief you got for her and place it on her. Believe with all your heart. She'll come out of it. You'll believe it with all your heart. Born time. Have faith. You believe it with all your heart? It's left the platform. It's in the audience. The little thin woman sitting right back there has got TV sitting back there praying. You believe God will make you well? You do? The little lady looking right straight to her, way back at the back. Raise up your hand back there, lady. Right behind that man is turning around. Believe with all your heart. Yes, little bob-haired woman. All right, that's it. Believe it, and it's over. What did she touch? Way back there in the back. I challenge you to believe it. What about you, lady? You believe that back trouble left you since you've been staying here? Well, that's just go ahead. That's all you have to do. Just believe it. You had the same thing, so if you just believe, just keep on marching on and say, thank you, Lord. Make it well. Believe with all your heart. You're afraid you're going to be crippled up with arthritis, aren't you? So if you believe with your heart, go believe with all your heart and get well. That's all you have to do. You believe? How about some of you people out there? Are you in faith believing? What if I told you Jesus healed you standing there? Would you believe it? Just start marking on. Believe with all your heart. You want to go home and eat your supper? Believe that old nervous stomach left you? Go ahead. Eat if you want to. Believe. You believe? What about that woman sitting around praying for that little, that child that's got a blood condition? You believe God will heal the child? All right, you can have it. That struck that lady that next to you there. She's sitting there praying for a nervous condition. That's right, next to you. Also, you got a brother that's got a mental condition. That's right, you got a mother that's got a bad eye. If you believe with all your heart, God will make them well. Amen. You believe him? What about you over here in a wheelchair? You believe? That's your son sitting there. I just said that then. That's your son. You got cancer on your face. You're hard hearing. You're seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's right. If you believe it with all your heart, you believe it for him, son? You believe it with all your heart? Tell him in his ear, lay your hand up on him and let him receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Do you believe Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Do you believe the Messiah, the great Messiah of God, moves among his people? Are you willing to forsake all and follow him? If you are, raise up your hands to him and say, I'll follow him. I'll follow him. I'll believe him. Every word that he says, I'll believe him. I'll straighten my life. I'll work for him. God be merciful. God bless you. How many believers are in here now? Raise up your hand. How many wants to get close to him? Raise up your hand. All that wants to get close to him and accept him right now, he's right here. This is his presence. That man back there prostrates over. It's over, brother. What healed you just then? Why, it's just going everywhere like an ember light circling all around the building. Anything. I have to have another Pentecost. Stand up on your feet, every one of you. Raise up your hands to God. Give him praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Father, because that you are our Savior and our God. You are here. You've vindicated the Word. You've proved it to be so. You're the Messiah. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Without a failure, without a doubt, you're the same Lord Jesus. Praise be to his holy name. Do you love him? Say amen. How many of his believers now raise your hand? Now, Jesus said this himself. These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. I'm not the only one that's got the Holy Ghost. You got it too. You are a believer just the same as I'm a believer. Now forsake all your doubt. Lay your hand over on somebody and believe that God's going to heal that person according to his word. If he'll keep this kind, you lay your hand on somebody. Go to praying for him. Say, Lord, heal that person. Pray and see what happens. You are a believer. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we defeated the devil. We rebuked him and tore his power away from him. I took it on Jesus Christ.
somebody in the building now that does not have a prayer card, and yet you want the Lord Jesus to make you well, raise up your hands. Everywhere you hear it, not going to be in the prayer line, raise up your hands. It's sick. It's just all over the building. You could. Now look, while they're the people's getting their places, I want you to do this. I want you to say like this. Now remember, if that isn't the Word of God, then I don't know it. That's a promise. Now, if Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, now, He's got to act the same as it is. He's got to be the way and every principle, only a corporal body. Because His corporal body is still a sacrifice on the throne of God. And He sits there, and His bloody garment is the propitiation for our sin. He Himself is acting as a high priest to make intercessions upon what we confess that He has done. See? That's not by feeling, it's by faith. Okay? You can just need and cry and everything else, it'll never work. It ain't. Jesus never did say, "Did you feel it?" He said, "Did you believe it?"
Yeah.
Did you believe it?
Amen.
You've got to believe it because, see, you can't make the Word contradict itself. It's got to run perfect, just like them blocks and things, see? It's got to run perfect. One dovetailing with the other, you lap them over, see? You can't do it. So Christ is perfect. So His Word's perfect. Now, He is a high priest to make intercession upon our confession. We confess of anything that He did for us, He's there before the Father to make it right.
Yeah.
Look, if Jonah, in the belly of the whale, with his hands and feet tied, with all the seaweeds around his neck, the vomit of the whale, maybe 40 fathoms deep in the water, on a stormy sea, running from God, could turn over in that whale's belly and look at all that symptoms he had around him and note his conditions and still said they were lying vanity. Once more will I look towards your holy temple. And God kept him alive for 3 days and nights in that whale's belly. Do you believe that to be the truth? The Bible first says it and Jesus said it was so. Now watch. Jonah. Jesus said over there in the Scriptures that a wicked and an adulterous generation will seek after a sign. Is that right?
Amen.
And they would see a sign. The sign of Jonah. As Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights, so the Son of Man will be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. Then Jonah came out of the belly of the whale. Is that right? Now, is this a wicked and an adulterous generation?
Amen.
Both physically and spiritual? Spiritual adultery? Physical adultery? Wicked, adulterous generation will receive a sign. What was it? What sign was it then? As Jonah was in the belly of the whale, rose up, so must the Son of Man be in the belly of the earth, heart of the earth, and raised up. Then the sign that this wicked and adulterous generation would get would be the sign of the resurrection. Is that right? Sign of the resurrection. Now, what would it be then? It would be Christ raised from the dead and after 2,000 years, yet alive, working with His people. Same yesterday, today, and forever. Is that right? Now, how many of these sick people, how many people in the prayer line knows that I don't know nothing about you? Raise up your hands, you that's in the prayer line. Knows that I don't know you or know anything about you. How many audience knows that I don't know nothing about you or anything? I don't know any of you. Not this prayer line, I'll say first, out there. Now, there's some people there that I do know. I know this about from that little red-headed girl there along this way. I know that row there. Brother and sister down. Them two behind them, I know them. Two behind them, I know them. Right here, and this row right here. One, two, three, four back, I know them. Now, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, if that isn't Brother and Sister Outlaw sitting right back here from the Jesus Name Church, and Brother and Sister Stockman, the deacon from my church in Jeffersonville. I'm our trustee, rather, on the board. Now, I don't know. I believe right here in this corner, sitting right here, this young man and woman, I believe that's Brother and Norman's brother-in-law. I forget what his name is. That's right. Outside of that, I don't know. Brother Williams and Brother Rose, we just met this brother here. And that's outside of that. I don't know anyone. I believe your sister, I'm your nurse. Downey, that's right. From Memphis. All right? Now, outside of that, my son, I don't even see him now, so I don't know where he's at. That's all that I know of. Now, which is the first lady in line? You right there? Or right here? You're the first lady. All right, would you just stand up here a moment? Now, here stands a woman that I never seen in my life. Now, if I was to say, here sits a man sitting here in a wheelchair. He's holding his arm. It looks like it's been paralyzed or something. See, I don't know what it is. It's crippled. If I'd say, that man's crippled, anybody can see that. So here's a woman looks healthy and strong. Well, where's her trouble? That's where your miracle comes. See, that's it. See, something. Now, if I see some person's all drawn in, their chest all sunk in, coughing. Now, I could say that was TB. That'd be a guess. See? That person might say, oh, no, I have not TB. See? And it might be proven that they haven't TB. See? You can't tell. But when God says anything, it's right. It's always right. It's always right. Now, this woman might just be putting on. She might just be saying something. She might not even be sick. Might there be nothing the matter with her? Well, I don't know that. I can't say. If she's just standing there, don't worry. It'll be called out. You know, she'll know. She'll find out. How many of you have ever been in a meeting and seen that done? Oh, mercy. I've seen over 200 or 300 die over it. I know a man tonight sitting paralyzed, been that way for several years. When I was up there at Zion City, when that man sitting back there trying to hypnotize me before those people, and I kept trying to run a prayer line. He kept sitting there. He'd go to the army camps, you know, he'd make the boys hypnotize and make them bark like dogs, you know, and act like that. I kept feeling that funny spirit, and they had him come in there, a familiar church. The night before that, there'd been a man come which belonged to a certain denomination. He'd come up there, and he wrote on his prayer card, I have TB, so-and-so, and all like that. He thought was a telepathy. So they handed the prayer card to the usher as he come up on the platform. The man come up there, and I said, there's nothing wrong with you. He said, oh, yes, there is. Look on my prayer card. I said, I don't care what the prayer card says. There's nothing wrong with you. He said, well, look, I've got TB and so-and-so like that. Look on that prayer card. I said, I don't look on that prayer card. I look towards heaven. See? He said, well, that's what's the matter with me. I said, well, maybe you might have had it down there. If you have, you haven't got it now because it just isn't there. And he said, I said, you might have got healed down there. He said, uh-huh. That's what you think. You got healed down there. I thought, what's the matter with this man? I turned and looked again. There was a vision broke before him. I said, you deceiver. You belong to a certain church. Last night, you sat with that man right up there with the red suit on, with a red tie and black suit. And that's his wife sitting over on this corner, and your wife. And you sat by a table that had a green cloth around it, and you made up that she was coming here to do that to prove that this is a mental telepathy. I said, the things that you got on your card is up on you. He died about 6 weeks after that. But you never do that. This man, a few nights after that, was sitting there trying to hypnotize me. Like, and I kept seeing that odd spirit. I said, please, everybody, keep your head down. Be reverent. You've heard me say that many times. I'm watching the spirits, you see. And then he kept doing that and doing that. And directly turned around like that. I said, why is the devil putting your heart in me? I said, you walk in, but they'll pack you out. And they did. That's exactly right. He's still paralyzed. That's right. He just got up. He was stiff. He couldn't hardly move. And he wrote letter after letter. Calling, come on, I can't do a thing about it. That's his own sin. He has to make that right with God. The only thing, I wouldn't put my hand on it for nothing. How about that man in Phoenix down here when I first showed that time? Remember over here in the place that wouldn't put his head down? And they pulled me over him a dozen times in California. Said he had beard all over, official here in the city. Beard all over his face like that. Sitting there going, like that, no mind at all. An evil spirit was cast out of one and went into him. Right here in Phoenix, my first trip. Right? You just have to be careful now. We're not playing church. It's just like it was the days of Gideon. Time of playing church is over. Amen. We got to get ready to meet God. If you're going around and sign your name on a ticket and join a church, that's all out. Remember, these things will go from one to another. Certainly will. The woman I know not. I've never seen her in my life as far as I know. She's sick. I know nothing about it. Is she wanting prayer for somebody else? I know nothing about it. Just up. Up to God to say so. But if He will say so, let her be the judge whether it's right or not. Would you believe then that the coming of Christ is near, and that same Holy Spirit, that same God that was down there at Sodom, is the same God who's peering back here in man and women tonight? Do you believe that? Praise God. Believe it. Now, I want her to look the way she's looking, so you won't see that thing. I was reading anybody. People say I read the people's mind. Oh, anybody that even knows the first thing of that knows that that's purely what? A telepathy is, you guess a number, let me guess at it too. There's no such a thing as that mind. God's not no telepathy. They called Jesus a Beelzebub because he did it and said he was a fortune teller, a devil. He said, I forgive you for it, but someday the Holy Ghost is coming to do the same thing. One word against it will never be forgiven. This world or the world to come. So you see where it puts us at. You understand that, sister, all of us do. Now, I don't say that he will do it. I trust that he will. Because I don't know you and you don't know me, and here we stand here tonight. And if I had power, if you're sick and I had power to heal you, I'd do it. If I told you, I'd lie. The only thing I can do is tell you that the Word says that by his stripes you were healed. That's right. You were healed. I can tell you now, the woman's not a sinner. She's a Christian. Yeah, she's got a fine vibration in her spirit. She's a Christian. And she's suffering with arthritis.
Yep.
That's right, isn't it? And that operation was a gallbladder operation. And when you had that, you was a little afraid that that operation had something to do with this, and you've been all troubled up ever since. You got a lot of complications now. That is right. Mm-hmm. Now, do you believe that God's going to heal you and make you well?
Yes, I do.
Just walk around with that one and say, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
How do you do, lady? We don't know each other. God knows us both. But if God will tell me what's your trouble, will you believe me to be his servant? It's not for you. It's for somebody else. Your niece. Go believe. You believe with all your heart? Just have faith. Don't doubt. Come. I start in the audience. Now your face begin to lift up. You see, you can feel it. It's so supposed, you see. Everything you look out there and just look like the room begins to turn like an amber light. You know, just looking around. Now you say, Brother Brand, that would affect you like that. If one little woman touched the hem of Jesus' garment and made the Son of God get weak, what would it do to me, a sinner, saved by his grace? Just have faith. We are strangers to each other. I do not know you. But if the Lord Jesus will reveal to me what's your trouble, will you believe me to be his servant? And you believe that what I've said is the confirmation of what God has promised. You do that. All right? Your trouble's in your side. That's right. You've had an operation. Cancer. You're all run down. That is right. You wonder what's wrong, but you're going to be well now. Now, if he can tell you what has been, was that true?
Yes.
Well, if he can tell you what has been is true, then what he says in the future is true. How do you do? How do you do? We're strangers to each other. I don't know you. Is it for the boy? All right. Just a moment. Just be real reverent and believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he'll bring the rest of it to pass if you can just believe him. You wipe your eyes then, sister, praying. But the intestinal trouble has left you. Just believe now with all your heart. Have faith. Feel different already, don't you? That's right, raise up your hands so the people can see. I want to ask you, who did the woman touch? She never touched me. She's too far away, see? But she touched the high priest.
Yes.
Touched the high priest. You're concerned about the boy. Kind of kidney bladder. Is your husband prayed for him yet? He should have been a minister. He'll be all right, don't worry. Isn't Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever? See that light? Hang over the man there, spray. Them headaches leave you. You'll be all right now. Don't doubt. Have faith. It'll all leave. He's praying for him to do that, wasn't it? That's right. Then Lord Jesus had Brother Bram call me. That's right? Raise up your hand. It's all gone. That calls the man behind you, believe. That trouble in your feet will leave too, brother. You can heal asthma too, can't you? Make it well, all right, just go believing with all your heart. Don't doubt, just believe with all your heart. All right? You believe out there now? Don't doubt. There's an odd spirit moving in here. I trust that the Lord Jesus will make it right.
Yeah.
All right. All right, go ahead leading us. All right, little boy? For him? I say? For him. Right, it'll leave you. It'll be all right. You believe, sister? Have faith now. Come, sister. You believe God heals heart trouble?
Yeah.
He can heal yours too, can you? How do you do, sir? You want to go eat your supper? Go ahead and eat. God bless you. All's gone. There's a stomach trouble. Gone. All been gone. Just have faith. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. You're a very big, stout-looking man to be suffering with nervousness, but that's what it is. It's going to lead you now. Go believe with all your heart. That man sitting back there with that dark shadow and that young boy sitting right back there with epilepsy. Do you believe, son, that God will make you well? You want to believe it? All right, have faith in God and it'll lead you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You believe? Amen.
Glory to God.
Praying for a little boy, no, it's praying that Mexican woman, praying for a son that's got cancer, unsaved. If you believe, God will take care of it.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Have faith in God. Don't doubt.
Glory to God.
Bursitis. You believe that God will take care of the bursitis? Sit right in front of the woman there that had the bursitis. Two of you sitting together. Believe with all your life, all your heart, and you can have what you got. Believe with all your heart. That boy over there has epilepsy. You believe that God will take care of that? That little fellow sitting on the inside of that boy there? Lay your hand up on him, sir. Believe with all your heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of him, Satan. You can't hide. Satan can't hide nothing now. The presence of the Lord is here. Do you believe with all your heart? Is Jesus Christ the same yesterday and forever? What is it? Believe. Act on his word. If you want to see the mess, if God be with us, where's his miracles? Sure they are.
Amen.
God is with us. Amen. God is with us. There's a sign that he's alive. The same thing he done before he died. He's arisen forevermore. Now, are you believers? Raise your hand. Oh, my. Lay your hands on one another. Don't pray for yourself. Pray for the next person. Just go to pray and just pray, Lord God, heal this person. The other person. That's it. Believe now. Oh, Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that the power of God sweep through this building now like a rushing mighty wind.
Now, how many in here that's never been in one of my meetings, let's see your hands up on me. Many of them. I'm a man just like any other man. But I believe in Jesus Christ, believe that He raised from the dead. I believe that He is God. He's God in us now, in the form of the Holy Ghost. And He said, the works that I do shall you also. Now to talk about it's one thing, but for Him to do it is another. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Now I want you to raise your head just a minute. How many sick people's in the building? Raise up your hand. How many people's got someone sick that you could pray for? Raise your hand. Sinner, whatever it might be. Now, there's a little woman one time touched the border of Jesus' garment and was made completely whole. He passed by, and all the people were touching him, and he said, this little woman stood through and touched him, touched his garment. He turned around and told her, said, somebody touched me. Everybody, Peter rebuked him. Oh, no, a thing like that. He said, the whole crowd touched you. How could you do, how did you know who touched you? All of us touching you. Who touched you? He said, but I perceive that virtue is going out. I got weak. And the little woman had touched him. He looked around in the audience until he found her. And when he did, he told her what her trouble was, and her faith had healed her. You believe that same God lives? Would it help your faith if He had come today and do the same thing?
Amen.
What about your businessman?
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
You believe it?
Amen.
Will you pray for me?
Amen.
I'm not sure of this, friend. I never had a meeting like this amongst the businessmen here. I'm trusting. Be alert. Pray. Now the Word, if I've told the truth, and if God vindicates that truth, He'll show signs and wonders. He'll show it Bible, just what the Bible says. It'll have to be that kind of a sign and a wonder. You believe that? If He'll at least, two or three people out there in the audience that's sick or needy or something, if you'll just pray. Now look, if you look to God and say, Lord Jesus, Brother Branham don't know me, knows nothing about me. But He's made a declaration there, I've heard Him explain it out of the Bible, that you still live. And I heard Him praying that you'd show us something just like you did before you was crucified. Therefore, the great Holy Spirit that we believe we have, it'll prove itself that it's God. Is that right?
Exactly.
Prove it among us. Now you pray and just believe now. You say, Lord, now does the Bible say this, ministers, all you preachers that believe this? Look, Jesus Christ is a high priest right now. Sitting at the right hand of the majesty of God. Is that right? A high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Is that right? How many know that's New Testament doctrine? New Testament doctrine. All right? Then how will that high priest act if you touch him? If he's the same, he'd act the same way. Like that woman that touched him. You say, I'd have been there, I would have touched him. Well, you can touch him right now. The Bible says so, and that's what I believe is the Bible. You believe it. All your heart, don't doubt it. Any word in the Bible. Now be real reverent. Just as reverent. I don't say God will do it. I don't. How many ever seen that picture of the angel of the Lord? I'm sure we can find it. I had that in the notes this afternoon, not time for it. Just be praying. Now, Lord, this is. If you desire, Lord, don't let me tempt you. Father, never do I want to be a tempter of God. But, Father God, if it will glorify you, then let the people know that I've told them the truth. Speak that I've told them the truth. Granted, I've spoke of you the best I know how, your word. That's the word. I stayed right with it, Lord, regardless of where it went, how it, whatever. I stayed with the word. Now, Father, I pray you, speak back that I've told the truth. Vindicate it, Father. In Jesus' name. Keep praying. Saying, Lord Jesus, I believe that. I believe it. I don't know, friends. It'll be up to the Lord. I can't feel it somehow. And I'm just like this microphone, a perfect mute without something sticks through me. But that's a gift, a way to relax myself in the presence of God, that He'll show me vision. I trusted He would do it when I got out on those paradoxes. But maybe He doesn't desire to do it. Huh? If it is, I can't help that gift. I just have to wait and see what He says. Just real quietly, everybody praying. I'm just watching across the audience. Challenge any unbeliever.
Yes, amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Now, speaker forever, hold your peace. You just only believe. That's your, anything now. Seek God and see if God won't answer back that it's the truth. Sitting right over here, she's suffering with a bronchitis condition in her throat. She comes from Flagstaff. If you will believe with all your heart, you can have what you ask for. Do you believe it, sister? Rise up on your feet and accept your healing. Now let me repeat her prayer. She was saying, Lord, I am suffering so, let Brother Branham speak to me. Wave your hand at those things you're praying for me to call you. At that time, when I called you, you were praying for that. Is that right? Wave your hand like this. This is true. Are we strangers to one another? Wave your hand back again. I don't know you. If that's true, wave your hand back again. What did she touch?
Glory to God.
The lady sitting right out here is praying for a friend that's got cancer. You believe with all your heart? God will answer your prayer. See a person, man, very, very sick. If you'll believe it with all your heart, I'm looking into the vision. God bless you, you can have it. I don't know the woman, never seen her. If that's right, the lady's sitting right through here and looking at her. There you go. Wasn't you sitting there praying, Lord Jesus, let this... God bless you. Somebody pray. Here's a... A person sitting right in here. Don't you see that light? Right over top of a little gray-headed woman sitting right down here. Yes, the lady raised her hand. She has diabetes. She's not a native here. She's from a mountain country. Switzerland. There's a whole group of you there from Switzerland. That's right. Believe and you can go back home and be well. You believe? Back in here. You people. Here's such a lady sitting right here. I've never seen her in my life. But she's suffering with the trouble with her throat, trouble with her eyes.
sitting right here looking at me. She's a woman preacher. Stand up on your feet and accept it, baby. She may well. No. I don't know the woman. Never seen her in my life. You're trying to hide your sin now. Here's a man. He didn't pass his opinion of me. Strikes her. Your profession is a teacher. And you have spiritual problems you're wondering about. If that's so, raise up your hand. They'll all be settled. You accept me as God's prophet. I'm telling you the truth. Thus saith the Lord. Do you believe? Here's a lady sitting right back here. She's suffering with a condition on her breast. She's had 3 operations. She's missing it. Let God help me. Miss Alexandra, receive your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus. If that's your name and I'm where stranger, stand on your feet. Stand up on your feet if that's right. I've never seen a woman in my life. Do you believe it? That is the same Jesus that once lived. I don't know. I'm a man. Do you believe? Receiving. Here. There's a woman sitting right down here. Don't know her. Never seen her. She's a nurse. And she's praying for her patient. Patient suffering with a mental disorder. We're strangers to one another, aren't we? If God will tell me who you are, will it help you? Will it help the audience? Here's my hand. I've never seen a woman in my life. But we're strangers. Raise your hands, lady. You're Mrs. Brandon. Thus saith the Lord. Do you believe, all of you? Is that a paradox? Why, he's still God? That the Holy Ghost is all around you now. Do you believe it? Now the word that I said, God confirmed it. Now do you believe God with all your heart? Then put your hands on one another. Start praying to get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. How could you be any closer to Jesus Christ than you are right now? Lay your hands over on one another and pray the way you do in your own church that God will fill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you will see a paradox like you've never seen before. Believe it. God will show you a real paradox. Oh, Lord God, hear the prayer of your servant.